We've been working in Panorama City and Studio City, and we're looking to get this into every council district. So,
do you have a card so I can do it?
Yes.
One of those things where you show the gravel?
Uh-huh.
I see that in Reseda.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what that is, because they're making a little trench. They're doing that in Reseda right now.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing these projects already. Yeah.
An apartment building.
And Santa Monica is doing something too.
Yeah.
Oh. Can I get your
Emmy, what is this?
Yeah.
We need to fill this one out too. Oh, Karina did? Okay. I'll fill it out. Does anybody have any questions for Jessica Sanchez? Yes, Penelope.
So we're going to different neighborhood councils and then asking neighborhood councils for their input to see which neighborhood, which streets they think these sort of projects would be best in.
Because I'm in a historic neighborhood, so we have a lot of those driveways with the Hollywood driveways, and I would love to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I do have the motion, a copy of it, so if anybody wants to see it, to look at it, unless there's a
handouts about it. Mr. Anand?
Is this, so basically you're retrofitting to do like green construction, basically. Like right now you have rain gutters that are required to run off and go into the aquifer on new construction. So this would, basically you're retrofitting to do the similar process to existing properties. Is that what it is?
Exactly. We're showing homeowners how to do it themselves.
Showing them how to do it themselves. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The workshops are all hands-on, so if you attend a workshop, you actually install a gray water system.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, as opposed to getting from the city, you can get a metered gray water, like a gray water meter for like your yard and stuff. But you're saying you can circumvent even getting an LADWP gray water meter and getting
$300.
I'm not sure about the meter.
$300.
Well, the LA City offers gray water.
Okay.
To water your lawn as well as part of DWP.
Yeah, you can take what we're showing you how to do is take your own water that you've used and use that water.
Oh, okay, it's very cool. Mm-hmm.
So you can literally do your laundry and go outside and just see your things getting watered.
Wow. Okay, that's great. That's probably a lot of runoff.
Without objection,
you have to change your soap. Yeah.
Without objection, I make a motion that we adopt the language as is and support the letter of support for Ms. Sanchez.
Seconded
by Mr. Luna. I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
George.
Yes.
I just want to make sure that not the neighborhood councils to decide what streets or what people.
I'm sorry, what's going on here?
We're in the middle of a vote.
She wants to make a decision. She's asking her a question.
Oh, okay.
So they only explain what streets are and which houses are to have the savings, right? I mean, it's up to the open to the public, right?
Very good. Without objection, I call for the vote. I made the motion. Mr. Luna seconded it.
President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Secretary Hendry. Yes. Treasurer Hopp.
Aye.
Ms. Havard.
Yes.
Ms. Meyer.
Yes.
Mr. Lazarevitz.
Yes.
Mr. Martin.
Yes.
Mr. Guevara.
Oh.
He is gone. Okay. Ms. Skelton. Not here. Mr. Kamara.
Yes.
Mr. Waleko. Not here. You are. I'm sorry.
He's back.
Back, yeah. Okay. Mr. Anand.
Aye.
Mr. Joseph Cuesta.
Yes.
Ms. Patton. Mr. Lynn.
Aye.
Mr. Luna.
Aye.
Mr. Marabi.
Yes.
Ms. Arzola. It passes.
Very good. Moving on. 8S6833 Van Nuys Boulevard, a conditional use permit to extend the hours of operation, asking for a letter of support, tenant improvement for a new Starbucks coffee at the existing Arby's restaurant drive-through, no increase in area or change of use. Extend the hours of operation for Starbucks. Commercial corner hours of operation are 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Starbucks is requesting operating hours from 4:30 a.m. to 12 midnight. Elizabeth, you must be Elizabeth.
No, I'm actually Erica Hernandez,
Erica.
And my colleague Ruth Escalante from Valeria Architects, representing Starbucks. This is regarding Starbucks at 6833 Van Nuys Boulevard. This is the purpose of the CUP, as you stated, would be for extending hours of operations. As we know, Arby's is currently open, operating from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., and Starbucks is requesting from 4:30 to midnight. As we all know, there's a Jack in a Box on Heartland and Van Nuys, and it's currently operating 24/7. Also, there's no issues. Starbucks wishes to do the same, opening 2.5 hours earlier than currently allowed operating hours from 7 to 11. Starbucks, by extending the hours, is also completing the DOT requirements. The change of use is bringing, updating. Starbucks is also updating the site and building, improving the built environment with compliant.
Mr. Chairman, this came out of your committee. Where did Karina go? This came out of your committee just fine. Very good.
Actually, I don't think we've agreed on that. Ruth is the project manager who's able to answer that question for you guys.
The Arby's sign belongs to Arby's. We're here for Starbucks. We have no rights or any. We can't make any agreements for them. That it's their own sign. Yeah. What was that? I can talk to Elizabeth, but like I said, we don't have any pull with Arby's. That's a whole different company. So I think it's their sign. I don't know what they're gonna do with it. I think
they're gonna take it. You don't know.
No, I don't know if they're gonna take it. I can get the landlord number. I can have Elizabeth give you guys any information of who to contact. But, we're...
Well, I support you guys 1,000%.
So without any further objection, I make a motion that we adopt 8S as is. Seconded by Mr. Lazarovitz. Mr. Secretary, I call for the vote.
President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes. That was so tasteless.
Secretary Hendry, aye. Ms. Hopp.
Aye.
Ms. Havard.
Yes.
Ms. Meyer.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Lazarovitz.
Yes.
Mr. Martin.
Yes.
Mr. Guevara.
Aye.
Gone. Ms. Skelton.
You bring coffee for
us? Mr. Kamara.
I'll put it on.
Yes.
I wish.
Mr. Maleko.
Yes.
Mr. Anand.
Aye.
Mr. De La Cuesta. Ms. Patton. Mr. Lynn.
Aye.
Mr. Luna.
Aye.
Mr. Marabi.
Yes.
Ms. Arzola.
Yes.
Passes.
Very good. Moving on to 8T.
Before we move on, Mr. President, I just want to make a statement because we're going to be
opening up at 4:30 for the people who go to work early.
Thank you, Don.
We're going to be...
Derek is recognized.
Since we're going to be developing the censure next meeting,
yes.
I just wanted to point out, because these are comments that keep coming down from Ms. Hopp, and it's so fresh that we just took this vote, and she feels so comfortable that one of our stakeholders, her friend over there, had made a comment about we support you 1,000%, and over here we have Ms. Hopp clapping and laughing as the inside joke of how she said the Van Nuys supports you 1,000%, and this is an ongoing little joke between her and her friend over there, and it's being condoned by Ms. Hopp after this vote. This is the kind of character and actions that this board member is doing. I'm just wanted to point out, so when we start the censor process, that we can apply these two when we vote for that.
It is part of the record. Thank you, Derek. Moving on to 8T6908 Vesper Avenue, request to action for a community impact statement on the proposed property. The VNNC Plum Committee board members vote on the non-support of case number DIR 2013-3200DB and to be submitted to the Planning Department as well as to the attention of Councilwoman Nuri Martinez and Chief of Staff Jim D'Antona. Did you want to speak on this, Ms. Schertzer?
The Plum Committee already voted on it. It was non-support.
Full support out of the Plum Committee?
Pardon me?
Full support out of the Plum Committee?
It was non-support.
Oh, full support. Yeah,
full support to get this on the agenda so we do a community impact statement to not support the project. Yes. Do you guys have language for the community impact statement?
We have to vote on it.
Well, yeah, we're voting on submitting a community impact statement for the non-support of this. Do we have any language on that, or just basically
are we
what?
Do you have any background? Can you give me some background real quick? Sure. Two second short.
Yeah, the background was that this was not, no one in the area was notified because this is a director's determination. Basically, it's a nameless, unknown bureaucrat who would make a decision affecting the entire area.
Wonder what that's like.
Understanding of what they're doing, you know.
What are they trying to build there?
He requested a density bonus, and with that, he's allowed to go basically one story above what's allowed in the area. And across the street, it's all single-family homes, one story, and he's going to be building a four-story structure. And
the parking, there was a big impact on the residential neighbors. There was not enough parking.
Right. Not only that, it will look important. Right. It's going to be the largest, tallest structure in the area. But why the Plum Committee did not support it is because the representative, Mr. Lamashaw, had what was a bad attitude. But it's pretty representative of a lot of bad attitudes about Van Nuys. Mr. Lamashaw stated, small lot developments are a cutesy idea. Mm-hmm. What he meant to say is really that it's a cutesy idea.
How ironic is this?
Are
you listening to this woman?
Mr. Lamashaw has represented small lot developments in other areas, and he always thought it was wonderful. But apparently it's too cutesy for Van Nuys. And secondly, he also said that if you don't allow incentives, basically, that they're allowed to go above and beyond what's allowed by law.
Sure.
No developer would want to come here, which is also really indicative of a bad attitude. Better developers see the potential and the value in this area.
Sure, it's Jeffrey.
And they would come here without expecting to have special exceptions to the law.
Sure.
So just overall, the bad attitude of the developer and his representative and the way it was conducted being determined by one official who didn't even go to the site or know where it was and wasn't really interested.
Fair enough.
That's just the 788 DNNC.
That were not from this area.
Karina?
I'm probably the only one who supported this project. just because I thought that the design was well thought. I think it's not about the quantity, but the quality of the work. And even in the beginning, originally it was the architect who came and presented in front of the board. Actually, they went to the front of the plum and it got approved, and then it came to the general meeting.
All the boxes.
And
this is another one.
They came before us before. So they went back.
And Vesper Street.
The signatures, and I know that, but if we're going to do a community impact statement, then we should do the same thing as far as getting signatures to do this, the people who are directly affected. And I know that they outreach the person who is directly across the street, and she did mention her concern was that she would lose some kind of privacy, but she's directly across the street, so she's not actually next door. If it was, it would have been different. But the fact is that it's already been determined by planning, and if we bring it to the, if we do vote on this, I feel like it's counterproductive because it's already been said and done. I think that my main quip is that I'm not able to communicate or have any conversation on a specific project in Van Nuys because literally planning is understaffed. They're administrative. They don't go on the field to really do the homework. And given the fact that Los Angeles is probably the second largest city in the United States, that, we're not able to communicate with planning. And I think that's the root of the problem, is that we don't know what's going on in planning as far as what their agenda, because there's a lot of things that are going on as far as what planning and city governments are trying to consolidate different departments into one, because everybody knows who goes through specific departments, you get a different answer, and plus you get the answers in downtown, not here. So I think that if there was going to be community impact, I would say it's mostly directly to the planning department to let that there has to be some kind of communication, some kind of understanding, because being a Plum community chair, I'm doing the best I can as far as conducting. I feel like I'm doing their work, as doing outreach and trying to have a forum in regards to this area. So.
Sure. Derek and then Candy.
And then Paul had his
Derek,
hand up.
Candy,
I just want to say that Van Nuys has a huge problem with density, and I think that opposing any such density issues with development is a smart thing, and I think it's something we can all get behind. And I think if we have to wait for the city and planning to get their act in order, it's just going to slow everything down. It may never even happen, but I think as a board, if we can come to consensus that density is a real issue and that we just nip it in the bud and just stop it and don't approve these developers that come toward us with these extra density, I think we can make some real change. But I think we have to stop the density problem.
Candy, then Paul.
People who are living within that area. neighborhood block area.
Name, address, phone number, what?
They have their name, signature, address.
Okay.
I know that there's some on Vesper Avenue, but there's some that are out of that block. Because it could be the person's friend, or I can't really.
And the requirements that you were asking for them to sign on this vote, what was it that they needed to
qualify? As a fund committee co-chair, I wanted to get a feedback, yeah, just to, you know, where they stand as far as, you know, because, I mean, as far as being a fund, I do have to listen to everybody, including the stakeholders and the board members.
Okay. How many signatures do you have?
I would have to count it.
Okay. Get
Paul and then Maria.
Paul, every one of those. I want to make sure these people are qualified.
Mr. Anand and then Ms. Schertzer.
Okay, so I was just going to say one thing, that planning, every single one of these negative, mitigated, environmental, and all these things all go through planning, which is right here in the building we're in right now, in fact, on the third floor. And if you go, I know they're terribly horrible at actually communicating this, but they actually, on every one of these projects, have to have a planning report with the city planner. And there's only a few city planners that are actually going out and visiting, but those planners actually have a report where they're supposed to have photographs of the location, and they're supposed to have a full write-up about the location and why it's good or why it's bad. So if the planning department is not doing their job, which, you know, I'll tell you, I've had to deal with planning, and they're no fun to deal with either. So, you know, but if they're not doing their job, then we should have a copy of the report and then just say, look, this is negligent. If it's negligent, then they should be called out. The second thing is that the mayor is trying to make all this data open. So now there's ZMOS. Have you heard of this? Okay. And now there's also data.lacity.org that just also they released this week. And data.lacity.org will allow us to get access to even open portals of data. And then, of course, there's ZMIS. So there's online ways that we should be able to get access to it, and we should be asking possibly for some way to automate that process to neighborhood council or something like that.
To figure out their own neighborhood council as far as CUPs or bonus density or subdivision projects. The thing is that these projects are asking for variances, modifications for CUPs, and there's projects that flies underneath the scope of.
Right. This project in particular actually is a state provides the density bonus. So it's not the city, as I understand it, that provides density bonus anyway. It's not an LA city thing, this density bonus. I believe it's a state thing. Well, it's the same way that zoning makes a decision on a CUP, but the city planner makes the recommendation. But the determination isn't made necessarily by the city planner. The determination, for example, on a CUP would be made by the ZA, who is the zoning administrator.
Yeah.
But the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council is not deciding anything. We're making a statement.
Maria.
We're making a statement, and we're voting on an issue.
Ms. Schertzer.
Right. That was my point. You've written a community impact statement. You can support for things, and I believe it's just as important that you acknowledge when there was a commission.
Wrong.
Sure.
Non-support for something.
Fair enough.
Because I think it's good for the record to show that our
community did not support this. The whole process of one official making such an important decision for an entire area. And that's basically what it is.
Very good. Without further objection, Penelope?
The signatures weren't even collected by the developer. He sent the next door neighbor
right.
out to get
yeah.
those signatures.
Right.
Candy, you're following up on that? Maria, real quick.
This question about the petition, it was already submitted, but it was the apartment manager who went to the other apartment, people who live across the street in the apartments, got signatures from them, and from other areas in L.A., and there was only one person across the street who was not even authorized to sign for the property owner or the dwelling to sign. So it was really
without objection.
A non-representative.
Perfect. Thank you, Maria, for your work on this. Without objection, I make a motion that we adopt 8T as is for the submitted community impact statement in regards to this proposed property. Do I have a second?
Second.
Very good. I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Secretary Hendry. Aye. Treasurer Hopp.
Aye.
Ms. Havard.
Aye.
Ms. Meyer.
Yes.
Aye. Mr. Lazarevitz.
Yes.
Mr. Martin.
Yes.
Mr. Guevara. Not here. Okay. Ms. Skelton. Not here. Okay. Mr. Kamara.
Yes.
Mr. Waleko.
Yes.
Mr. Anand.
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Just a second. Mr. De La Cuesta. What was that?
I would like to make a comment after the vote.
Well, what was your vote?
No.
No, okay. Ms. Patton? Not here, okay. Mr. Lynn?
Aye.
Mr. Luna?
I'll abstain.
Okay. Mr. Marabi?
Yes.
Ms. Arzola? As
she left.
Left the building. Okay, it passes. One no and two abstain.
I know that a majority sort of question about having density in Van Nuys, but when we talk about, you know, sustainability issues, are we going to sprawl out or are we going to decide on building something that would hopefully improve an area like Van Nuys? Because I think one of the most hardest thing for any stakeholder and board member here is that, you know, there's going to be tough choices and there's going to be more projects that are coming in the pipeline. And whether you want it or not, it's just that we have to take responsibility for the future and for, you know, having something that could eventually bring more business. And that's sort of, what I'm trying to say as far as a board member, as a stakeholder, and a Plum Committee chair.
Very good. Thank you, Karina. Moving on to 8U. We're almost running out of letters here. We might have to adopt the Armenian alphabet, which I understand has 36 different letters. This one's going to be Candito's. AU, Miss Monica Benavides, dedication at Delano Park, as well as establishing a no-vending zone around St. Elizabeth Church.
Just
Candy.
Quickly, and I spoke with Miss Linda Levitin before she left because I wanted to make sure I could speak on both of our parts. Mr. D'Antonis says that Rec and Park is moving. It's a little slow, but they are moving the process of getting the date and time and the field named after her. In regards to the St. Elizabeth and no vending zone, spoke with Mr. Hernandez. Mr. Hernandez, who was a former councilman, stated that it was not him and his office that took that issue of the church, the big cathedral down there. It was Mr. Reyes. So he gave me the number to Mr. Reyes. I contacted him, And he said that he would see if what he had available and how they did it, et cetera. So we are moving on that. And if we can get that done, if we can put those signs around St. Elizabeth, we can, you know, we could, that could hopefully spread out, because that corner of Kittredge and Van Nuys Boulevard is unbelievable. It just, it's a horrendous place. So
very good.
Along slowly, Mr.
President. Without objection, I make a the motion that we adopt 8U as is. Do I have a second?
Second.
Right. Very good. Mr. Benjamin seconded the motion. I call for the vote on 8U.
Why are we voting on this? What's the action item?
There's no action.
We don't have to vote on it. I mean,
this is just point of information.
All right. Very good.
There's, I don't think there's a vote.
All right, moving on. 8V, the budget advocates are requesting a community impact statement in regards to the budget advocates' white paper and recommend that the Budget and Finance Committee and the VNNC adopt the white paper as is. Also, the CIS should state the VNNC supports the white paper.
Or call for the question.
Okay, now, Derek, did you want to serve again?
Yes.
Okay, and then Jeanette?
Yes.
And then you guys are going to carpool?
Yes.
Come on, that's a little funny. Okay, so...
Can I speak on it?
Yes, please, Miriam.
The one part that I don't agree with, and I don't like the idea that it should go up from 4% to 10% when I'm not going to ask workers to ask for pay raises. So I'm not going for that.
Okay, thank you, Miriam.
So we're not going to accept that. So I'm going to tell the unions to oppose the increase to 10% because we're not asking for any pay increases.
Sir, we're off topic. Call for the vote.
We're not going to, I'm going to block you from increasing it to 10%. All the unions in the city are going to block it.
Miriam, you're out
of order.
So
don't even bother voting on that part.
Okay, thank you, Miriam. Without objection, I make a motion that we adopt 8V as is. Seconded by Mr. Luna. I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
Don't even bother with that.
Just 1 second. President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Treasurer Secretary Hendry, aye. Treasurer Hopp?
Aye.
Ms. Favard is not here. Ms. Meyer? Is not here. Mr. Lazarevitz?
Yes, we have a
board. Mr. Martin? Is not here. Mr. Guevara? Not here. Ms. Skelton? Not here. Mr. Kamara?
Yes.
Mr. Maleko?
Yes.
Mr. Anand?
Aye.
Mr. De La Cuesta?
Yes.
Ms. Patton? Not here. Mr. Lynn?
Aye.
Mr. Luna?
Aye.
Mr. Marabi? Ms. Arzola? Not here. Okay. Yes, 12 aye. We're getting close, though.
Very good. The motion passes. 8W, the paperwork was not in, so we can't vote on that. 8X, the paperwork was not in, so we can't vote on that. And then 8Y, thank you, Miriam. It's really good to hear from you. 8Y, the reestablishing the agenda posting procedure is advised by the city attorney and done. I'm going to refer that without objection by the council. I'm going to refer that to the Government Affairs Committee. They need to go over it. It did not go through any committee. So with that,
and
any objection.
Mr. President, really fast, I just want to make a point that it's 11:40 at night, and regardless of having a second public comment, we're still way over time. So the fact that removing the public comment, I don't think really does any good, and that's not the real issue. I think the real issue is how we're steering the ship as we go down the meeting. Nothing against you. I think all of us need to play a part in helping everyone stay on point. It's 11:40 at night. It has nothing to do with public comment. Nothing to do.
Very good.
I'm going to say it real quick tonight. I know that we
got nothing.
Let me speak. Can I speak? I'd like to. Thank you.
That hard to get.
That's all it is.
With that...
Well, I want to speak my second comment.
With that, the announcement is we will be meeting again the first Monday
Why
of next month.
Why can't I speak the second comment, public comment?
And it is my honor, it is my honor and privilege to adjourn this meeting.
There's only one public comment. It's at the beginning, not at the end. There is not.
The first one was a good one.
Ask him
if it's okay.
It's not on the agenda.
Email stops.
Yes, totally.